Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And over these past 25-plus years of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I've given a lot of thought to business, a lot of thought to what makes people successful and what makes people not be successful. And I've come up with some thoughts of my own, and one of them is a definition of business, and there are many definitions. You know, business equals commerce, and you have a product, and you have a service, and you sell it, and you get compensation for that. But I make it much simpler, and I say business equals profit. You need to absolutely understand if you are going to be in business, you must make a profit. Well, how do you make a profit? You make a profit by having a product or a service that someone wants. You market it well. You have good service. You have the right people. You know how to present yourself. And all of that really works well. But I think one of the secrets that's overlooked in how business people become phenomenally successful is they're the kind of people that don't put their head in the sand. You know, most of us, when we have a problem, we tend to overlook the problem. We tend to deny that there is a problem. We don't want to face the problem. So we do everything that we can to avoid the problem. Successful business people who build a strong business, successful business people who make a great deal of money, they don't overlook problems. They realize what the problem is. They see the problem. They see the problem before other people see it, before other people in their company see it. They point it out. They say, here is what is not working in my business. Here's not what's working in customer service. That's not working in our prospecting, in our sales. Here's what we need to improve upon. They recognize the faults of the business, and then they work at correcting them. And then when they realize that they've got that under control and whatever the problem was is solved, they look for the next problem. So not only does business equal profit, business also equals problems. If you do not have problems in your business, whether they're employee problems, prospecting problems, sales problems, production problems, whatever the problem is, cash flow problems, if you don't have problems in your business, you're not doing enough business. Because if you reach the level where there is no problems, you should be going to the next level of business, which will create problems. You need to be able to see those problems. You need to be able to identify them. You can't overlook them. You have to run right into them. You've got to recognize them. You've got to solve them. You've got to be on top of them before they get so big they're not solvable. And then once you do that, you are truly a business person. You are the kind of business person that people are going to look up to. You are the kind of business person that's fearless. You're the kind of business person that absolutely takes everything on, who grows a company, who doesn't let problems stop them, who understands exactly what needs to be done and isn't afraid to do it. So when you're looking at your daily business and you wake up in the morning and you go to work and you walk in the door, say to yourself, what problems do I have today? And embrace the problem. And once you do that, you are on your way to getting exactly where you want in your business and to get exactly what you want out of your business. And what could you ask for more than being successful? This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.